This is KBOO's The Voice of the Middle East. صوت الشرق الأوسط من إذاعة كيبو و صدای خبر میانه از رادیو KBOO.
طلوا حبابنا طلوا نسيبنا بين ربوعنا خلوا ضحكة سهرات جوالي وطلوا حبابنا طلوا نسيبنا بين ربوعنا خلوا فيات غنينا وعلى مياه لقينا على أقصى ما خلوا من زمان.
Good evening and welcome to another installment of Voices of the Middle East on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. This is Gudarz Ektidari, your host for tonight's show. And it's again another opportunity to talk about local and global issues related to the Middle East. Our program is a monthly show, and obviously lots of things happens between different shows and different months. Especially in the Middle East and with the dynamic of the situation there. So it is really important to keep up to date and keep informed and educated about the issues. We have a university in our town, Portland State University, who has a kind of a strong Middle East studies program. And at the same time, there are issues with the university and relation with the community, and especially in recent years because of funding problems, we see more and more cutting of the program. Back in the 1980s, the Iranian studies or the Persian studies at Portland State was totally cut off, and it has not been replaced since then. Middle East Studies has some programs on Islamic issues, on Arabic, on Turkish studies, and Judaic studies. But especially the last two, the Turkish studies and Judaic studies, are some sort of community-funded programs, either by the local communities or by the governments of that heritage. For example, the Turkish studies was established, the foundation was established by a grant or endowment that was mostly donated from Turkish government. The Judaic studies was start mostly with donations and funding that was local. And other programs apparently are now dealing with funding problems, especially in this financial situation that all the money goes to war. But at the same time, the issue of Middle East and the studies of countries in the region, Iranian studies, Arab studies, or Islamic studies to make as an issue, is really important. And we know that it's being used, at least in the past week or so, with the issues of prisoners in Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. You have heard that intelligence and military and army and all the interrogators were trained how to use cultural issues in order to get intelligence, or at least that's how they led us to believe. This becomes more important when you look at a local university that has a relation with the region. Not a long time ago, about a couple months ago, we had a conference between King Saud University in Saudi Arabia and Portland State at PSU. And we had a show on that a month ago, related to the speeches that was that were given in that conference. So it is important to keep the program going and add to it as opposed to cut it. But I was informed that there are some intention, at least from Portland State side, to condition continuation of programs or courses in Islamic studies to community support and community funding. And that's why tonight I have three students from Portland State who are interested and active in doing the fundraising and bringing community together to support the program and to make it possible for Portland State to continue this programming. My guests tonight are Katie Escobar. She's a junior at Portland State. James McCormick is a senior. And Faida Ghanem is a sophomore at Portland State University. I would like to welcome all of you tonight to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's start with any one of you who wants to take the first question. Can you introduce the issue and the problem that you are facing right now and give us some information about your plan and the program that you are trying to place? James, do you want to start?
Certainly.
Sure.
Due to budget cuts, as you mentioned, PSU has had to cut all of their religious studies programs. Now, Judaic studies were able to raise about $1 million very quickly, which is stout standing. It's good to see that sort of support for an academic program. For the Islamic studies courses, however, there's been some difficulty. We have a target right now of trying to raise $50,000 to keep the classes on the schedule. And this is an entirely a student-initiated effort to bring these funds about. We have been looking through the community as well as through international donors to try to raise the funds to keep these classes alive.
Can you tell me how many classes are you speaking and what are the topic and subject for these classes?
Let's see, there are a total of 6 classes. among them are women in Islam.
It's men, women, and family in Islam.
Oh, thank you. I stand corrected.
It focuses on the whole family.
You're absolutely right. Yes. I couldn't remember what the specific title and the schedules was. And there was that. There's politics in Islam. There is an intro to Islam.
Spirituality and religion.
There's Middle East through film and literature and Iran beyond the media.
That's right.
And I think that's all the classes. As far as the spirituality religion class goes, I think that's kind of more separate because it doesn't focus just on Islam. So it's great if we could keep it, but if not, you know.
Absolutely. But in turn, each of these classes affords students a chance to get a real education in Islam and to get an unbiased perspective. It is specific. It's important to emphasize that in classes that Islam is not being preached. It's not done from a pulpit. But it's done simply as an effort to educate. So there are Christians, there are Jews, there are Muslim students there, and our professor makes a real effort to try to facilitate a very open discussion in these classes and any issues that might be about to bring them and bring them out into open air and to discuss them with cool heads and to be respectful with one another. They're really very, very good classes.
And these are you mentioned 6 classes for an annual academic year. I mean, right?
There's
not like
a
first year, second. It's just 6 classes that are offered.
2 classes per term.
2 classes per term.
Yeah, a total of 3 terms.
Okay. And actually, another important class that's also involved, it completely slipped my mind and now I remembered, religious fundamentalism is another class that he offers that I didn't have the chance to take last year. And when I found out what was going to happen with the budget cuts and that my option was gone to even take that class the next year, you know, it's kind of disappointing because I'm a Middle East studies major, so it's very important that these classes are available to me because you can't fit in the discussions that we do in a 10-11 week course in Introduction to Islam in a class on, let's say, Middle East studies where you have to focus on all different subjects.
And I just want to give give out the information that I invited the professor that teaches these classes, but apparently tonight is the night that the class, I mean, he has the class, so he could not attend. That's why he asked the students to come to this show and talk about it. And again, because I know Professor Khairabadi, I know that he's not teaching it from a clergy perspective. He's a academic approach to Islamic studies, which is very important to know. When we want to judge. So, regardless of what the problem is that you guys have to, I mean, who set the $50,000 requirement? Is it PSU or?
Yes, sir. This was given to us by PSU, and this would be the minimum amount needed to keep the classes on the schedule. And they have also offered to try to meet us with the funds, with what we would raise, they would do their best to come up with the rest. But they, they specified it was vital that students or whomever come up with a certain amount of money.
And the question is, this $50,000 is needed every year, or what is it? Is it going to be an endowment, or is it going to be just for 1 year?
To the best of my understanding, and as I've been made to believe, this will be for the following year. Now, once the following year is taken care of, they predict that funds will allow those classes to continue to exist without us having to go out every year and to raise funds.
Okay. So what is your plan? What are you doing right now?
Oh, wow. Right now we are working so hard. Ever since we found out about this, which was towards the end of last term, we've contacted several people via email. We've tried to contact just the Muslim community locally, mm-hmm. and internationally. We've definitely sent out letters of, you know, asking for people's support, and we've gotten a lot. And we started a petition that the students signed mm-hmm. on campus, and some non-students did too. And so that's been very helpful to see the support that people want to give to us. But the fundraising wise, we haven't been doing so good. We aren't contacting.
We sent out letters to all our contacts in the Portland area as far as Saudi Arabia, and we still are waiting to hear. We have to follow up, make some calls, but the timing was bad. We found out at a really late time. We have until the end of June to raise the funds, or as far as we know, the classes won't be offered next year. So it's just...
And we were put on a time crunch.
Yeah.
So far, all we've done is contacted numerous amounts of people, and now it's in everybody's hands to help us.
Okay. If people listen to the show right now and they want to contact and offer their support, who should they contact?
We have a website set up, or more correctly, an email site if they'd like to be contacted.
Okay.
That's at studentsforislam.
Okay.
At hotmail.com.
Okay.
And a number that they can reach, they just leave a message, and it's actually our professor's line. So he gave us permission to give out the number. It's 503-725-5811.
And his name is Masoud Kharabadi.
Okay, so the email address is studentsforislam, one word, at hotmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And the phone number, 503-725-5811, is Professor Kharabadi's office number mm-hmm. that people can contact and offer if they want to support this project. And I'm sure people would come out and support. Do you guys have any, an event scheduled? You said by end of June you need to have that money, or at least show the...
Yes, sir.
Part of it.
Precisely. Yes, we are in a bit of a time crunch, and we have a few activities that are coming up in the near future. One, we plan to start organizing a booth set up during school hours at PSU in the park blocks to raise student awareness on the issue. And even if students aren't necessarily able to donate a great deal of money, as being a student, I know I don't have a lot of money to throw around right now, at least to get their support and let them know that these classes are available and mm-hmm. to help show the school that there is a large portion of the student body that is interested in Middle East goings-on, and particularly in the study of Islam, and to try to gain a deeper understanding of it. As well, we are in the early stages of trying to plan a panel on Islam and on Muslim studies at school, and to try to invite some local leaders who would come out and be willing to speak to some students and then have a question-and-answer session in an effort to raise awareness on the topic.
Can you tell me, for example, in one of these classes, or an average, how many students are registering right now?
It varies.
It does vary, but I can say right now I'm taking the spirituality and religion class, and we've got a large amount of people in there. I believe we have about 20?
More than that.
25 people. There's a large enrollment.
And as far as the Islam and politics class, which is tonight, and I'm supposed to be in that class, but I'm here. It was kind of strange. There was a large number on the roster, but as far as people actually show up to class, because they're night classes, I think there's anywhere between 10, 15 people. uh-huh. on a good night.
I've taken several classes with Dr. Khairbadi, and we've always had a very strong showing of attendance. One thing in particular of a lot of us to his classes is they tend to be 1 or 2 night a week courses. So students who work during the daytime or, as myself, take very heavy class loads and work, it enables us to fit our studies in and to get everything knocked out in 1 or 2 nights a week. He's a very, very flexible and a very knowledgeable professor. We've been very fortunate to have him.
And as I have been invited to his class several times to just talk about issues
related
to human rights in Iran and in the Middle East. And these classes are really good for regular people. I mean, not just the students, the community members, the people important. They can sign up for these classes, and it's an asset for the community and for the city. And it is unfortunate to hear that you guys are now in this pressure, and you have to come up with $50,000 until end of June. So I would really encourage everybody who's listening to the show, if they want to somehow contact the email address for these student project is studentsforislam@hotmail.com. And the phone number for Professor Khairbadi is 503-725-5811. 503-725-5811. At Portland State, you can contact and offer any kind of support you can give to these students and to their ambition to keep Islamic studies classes and courses offered at Portland State. Our phone number here is 503-231-8187 if you want to contact right now and talk to Katie, James, and Feda about the issue that they are facing right now at Portland State, and they're trying to fundraise by end of June $50,000 to keep Islamic studies courses available to the people of Portland and to the students at Portland State University. Unfortunately, we could not get Dr. Khairbadi to attend this show tonight because he is teaching the class that Katie is in.
So, I think you're excused.
Do you know of any other opportunity, like in Oregon, other universities, do they have offering any Middle East? I know, for example, University of Oregon doesn't have that kind of.
I've taken a few community college classes around town, and I have not ever noticed them being on.
Well, I think the problem is, and I'm talking about Portland State, but I'm sure, and I know Oregon State as well, we don't have Islamic studies. We don't have a department. We just, right now, classes on Islam are under the humanities department. So, like we were saying earlier with the budget cuts, they're like, okay, well, humanities has to go, but Islam's under there, the classes on Islam. So, that's a big problem. So, besides the $50,000, we would love to get more and someday hopefully establish an Islamic studies department at Portland State.
Absolutely. And there's a terrible irony present here that our Middle East Studies program is such a high reputation, especially overseas. It's thought of very, very highly. Yet, to have any understanding of politics in the Middle East, it's vital to have a solid understanding of Islam and of Sharia law. The two are hand in hand. And to have a very strong and vital Middle East Studies program, yet to have the Islamic studies assets of that put in jeopardy makes absolutely no sense. And it not only does it put our education in danger, but it puts the product after that in danger. We deal with the Middle East every day, and as we've certainly seen in recent months, things only are getting worse and worse. And America is in dire need of a new set of leaders that have a sound understanding of the region and of the people and of their religion, a respect for it and an understanding. And when we have things like this, where these classes are put into jeopardy, the consequences are far-reaching. This isn't just a budgetary issue. This is the next generation and the one after that will be affected, and not just here, but abroad as well. So I think it's terribly important that anyone listening, if this bothers them in the least, please get in touch with the station or with us through email or through Dr. Khairbadi's number, and we would love to hear from you.
Well said. I mean, I couldn't put it in any better.
Oh, shucks.
way. I totally agree with you, and it is really important. It is important. And I'm totally surprised that, like, there are many universities in the nation that are starting Middle East studies, they are starting Islamic studies, because it is important to have that kind of knowledge. And for Portland State to making it conditioned to community financial support, knowing that it is not, I mean, in our neck of wood, there are not very many people who are going to give us $1 million to keep that program on working. It's very unfortunate, and I'm really sad to hear. And I hope that Portland State would find $50,000 from other programs or any other issue and make this a priority for them to continue offering these courses. Because as you said, it is very important to understand Islam from an academic point of view and learn what's going on in the region. It's not just, as we mentioned, it's not just a religious class. It's really understanding of the word that is now on top of the, at least for the past 4 years, have been the top of the political problem and the top of the all the issues in the world. And there's no minute, there's no second of the news and the media that is not related somehow to the Middle East. And understanding that is very, very important, because Islam plays a real role in the region, and it plays a role in politics of the region. And not understanding it is very unfortunate. Again, I would like to thank you guys for coming here. And if you want to kind of make a final word, maybe we can hear from Katie.
All I can say is just hopefully write down the email address and the telephone number. Email address, studentsforislam@hotmail.com, and the number 503-725-5811. Get in contact with us. If you don't have anything to donate, just let us know you're interested. And, you know people who know people. And if we all can work together, you know, hopefully we can make this thing work out.
I just want to stress, just for everybody to know, that the teacher, Masrur Khadabadi, is an excellent teacher. The environment is really casual. Nobody, you know, regardless of what the questions may be, it's always answered and never biased. And everyone's very understanding. So I just want everyone to know that, you know, these classes are very non-threatening, and it's very important to us. We're working so hard. We need your support. So just please let us know that you want to support us, you know, through our email or phone number.
Well, I have to make a disclaimer that I am a friend of Masood myself, but this is not a pledge drive for the program. It's really out of the concern that we all have, and we try to keep the program, and I hope you guys will be able to get the kind of support that you need from the community, at least get them involved, bring them on committees, and do a kind of a, we have enough time to make this happen by end of.
Absolutely.
And we have a phone call, apparently. I would we'll take the call and see if our friend on the air wants to pledge $50,000. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Baha'i.
Uh-huh.
Take note. And I am outraged that you, as a program which is offering something that this area could desperately needs to be educated about, are being, there's a blackmail, there's something going down that you have to pay money to have, to be able to learn, to be able to offer learning to non-Muslim people. And I'm wondering if the Black Studies program, if there is one, has the same tourniquet being put on them. That's the word that I'm looking for, tourniquet. And I think it's ridiculous and extremely bad that you people, in you, those who want to learn, have to pay double to learn to get a degree material in something that everybody should have equal access to, and not have to pay a bribe to be able to be just like the English department or the math department. end statement. I'm going to sign off and see what you guys say to that.
I totally agree with you. I mean, knowing and understanding and educating ourselves about different religions is very important. And I know that Baha'i faith also is a religion and a faith that's being ignored and in some countries being even discriminated against the people with that faith. And you are absolutely right that this is a part of humanity understanding and humanity learning and needs to continue. And we have the same feeling. You guys have one?
I'd like to comment on your question about the Black Studies. I'm currently taking a class in Black Studies, and I know that they're equally having increasing difficulties with keeping some of the most important classes, especially dealing with racism, on the roster for next year. And they are having their own problems, and you can definitely contact that department to find out more. But, yeah, it's hard to believe how much you have to pay nowadays.
Indeed, but there's some things that are certainly worth fighting for, and this is one of them. And we are in a bit of a corner right now, but we're a very motivated bunch, and this is a very important task, and we're certainly up to it. We'll find a way.
And I really appreciate you guys taking this on your hand, because if you don't do it, nobody would really stand up for it, and it's very important to do that. From the campus, for the campus, from a student, for the students. And we really appreciate you guys coming to the show, and I hope we can have a good news within a month and let everybody know that you were able to gather the amount of money you needed. Again, the number is 503-725-5811 at Portland State. This is Office of Professor Khair Abadi, who's teaching these courses. And the email address for a student campaign is students for Islam, one word, at hotmail.com. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you.